One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Animated Tales. Remember, sharing this podcast with 10 friends or family members qualifies you for a shout-out. Today's shout-out goes to Teta Cruz. To be featured next, simply share this podcast with 10 friends. Thank you.
Hi, friends. I'm Julie. I accidentally discovered my family's biggest secret. It's such a huge revelation that our lives will never be the same again. It all started when my older sister Jenny moved in with us after leaving her husband. I had no idea at the time that her marriage had been a mess for a while. When she found out that her husband, Chris, had cheated on her, it was the final straw. One morning, while he was sleeping, she took her sons and left him. My sister is a housewife. She's never had a job in her life. She took her kids and moved in with us because she had nowhere else to go. At first, she told us it would be temporary, but after a year and a half, she is still living with us. I think she thought she'd get back together with her husband, but they just kept fighting for months. They weren't able to reconcile. All that fighting not only caused their marriage to end, but it also messed up our family. Because I saw a text message from my sister's husband when they were arguing. I was curious about what he meant with that message. When I looked into it, I found out about my sister's incredible secret. Let's rewind and go back to that evening. Now I see that by then, my sister was starting to lose any hope she had of keeping her marriage going. And this had made her very hostile. She wasn't speaking to my mom or me. She wasn't taking care of her kids. She wasn't eating. She wasn't sleeping. All she did was fight with her husband on the phone or through text messages. Yes, their marriage was in terrible shape. Chris was cheating on her. He didn't want to get back together, but my sister was still madly in love with him. She couldn't imagine her life without him. One night, I was putting her kids to sleep. The younger one asked, "How many days can a person go without food?" I knew why he was asking that. He heard my mom telling me, "Your sister didn't eat again today." Naturally, he was concerned about his mother. I gently rubbed his head. "Nothing's going to happen to your mom, because I'm going to go and make her an amazing sandwich. No way will she be able to resist it. She'll eat the whole thing," I told him. That put him at ease. "I want that same amazing sandwich in the morning, too," he said as he closed his eyes. So right after he fell asleep, I went to the kitchen and made the best sandwich I could for my sister. I even added a birthday candle on it to make it cuter. I knocked on my sister's door. When she didn't answer, I cracked the door open and looked in. She had fallen asleep. I went into the room to put a blanket over her. I left the sandwich next to her bed. She was clutching her phone. Maybe she had dozed off in the middle of an argument, exhausted from lack of sleep. I smiled. She seemed so cute to me at that moment. I was still a baby when my sister left home. We never had a close relationship. Actually, that was quite normal because we didn't really spend that much time together. She didn't know me at all. That said, I can't really say her relationship with Mom is all that great either. She used to visit us at most once a year and called us every month or so. After Dad passed away, she started calling Mom more frequently. I think she was trying to be supportive. But her relationship didn't change much. She only held me and cried long and hard at Dad's funeral. I was thinking about all this as I was watching my sister sleep. I took the phone from her hand. I put it on her nightstand. Just as I did that, the phone screen lit up. She got a new message. Without meaning to, I read it. The message was from her husband. "Enough! I never told you to leave your daughter for me," he had written. While I was still processing this, another text from Chris came in. "Don't give me that guilt trip again. You didn't want your daughter. You made me your excuse. We both know that." I was so shocked and upset when I figured out what Chris was saying. Apparently, besides her two sons, my sister also had a daughter and she had given her up for adoption. Since she was blaming her husband for this, she must have abandoned her daughter to marry Chris. I accidentally learned something incredible. I switched off the light. I ran out of the room. I was still in shock when I lay in my bed. I thought my mom definitely knew about this, but she never told me. Normally, she loves talking about my sister, and she usually criticizes her. For example, she used to say, "Your sister's marriage wasn't going well since day one, but she still had those two babies, so why did she never say she had another child? Maybe my father didn't know, and she hid it from me because she was scared he would find out." This accidental discovery changed my whole perspective on my sister. How could a person do this to her own child? How could she abandon her for such a selfish reason? How old was her daughter right now? What was her adoptive family like? Did she know who her mother, my sister, was? Could I find my niece? As her aunt, could I give her the warmth that her mother denied her? Now I was thinking about these nonstop. I wanted to find this poor child whose existence I had just found out about and give her back the life that her mother had taken away. But to be able to do that, I needed more information. I decided to talk to my mom and get answers to my questions. I was going to find my niece no matter what. Since my sister and her kids were always around, I had to wait for some time to talk to my mom. After a while, I got the chance I was waiting for. My sister wasn't able to look her sons in the eye. The poor kids were still trying to find out what was going on. They had moved into their grandmother's house. Their father wasn't around. Their mother was on the phone, screaming all the time. My older nephew Noah was about to start high school, but he didn't even know what city he was going to be in. He was already a shy kid. Now he had become even more withdrawn. I hadn't heard a word from him in days. My mom was naturally sad for the boys. There was a water park in our city. When I was younger, we used to go there every month. My mom thought of taking the kids there. I was supposed to go along to help her out. The following day, we were at the water park with the kids. Noah went for a swim in the pool. The younger one was playing on the slides. Mom and I sat at a cafe from where we could see the slides. I was looking forward to talking to her, but I didn't know how to start this conversation. Finally, I blurted out, "Mom, does my sister have a daughter?" My mom was stunned. She stared at me. "What are you talking about?" she said. I told her about the texts I read on my sister's phone. She was visibly stumped. She said things like, "Don't be silly, there's no such thing, you must have misunderstood." But she was so panicked that I could tell she already knew about this, but kept it from me. When I confronted her, she got angry. "You're a big girl now, you're heading off to college soon, instead of thinking about things like this, do something for your future," she said. She began rambling on so that I wouldn't ask any more questions. When I figured out she wouldn't talk, I had to back down. What was I going to do now? My mother was obviously lying to me. I wanted to find my niece no matter what. Since I couldn't ask my sister, there was only one person left, her husband, Chris. Yes, I was going to ask him. I wasn't sure if he would help me out, but I had no choice. I had to give it a try. I didn't have Chris's phone number, but I knew the name of the car dealership where he worked. I Googled it and found it right away. I called the number. They called Chris to the phone. My voice was shaking. I said, "I'm Julie," and he was really surprised. I told him what happened. "I want to find my niece," I said. Chris said, "Forget about this for your own good." When I said, "What does it have to do with me?" "Go ask your sister. I can't say anything more," he said curtly. I didn't have any other choice. I was going to ask my sister. I went to her room. She was crying. I thought she and her husband had another fight, but this time it was something else. "Mom just told me," she said, averting her eyes. Then I understood Mom had told her that I knew about her daughter. I sat next to her. "I didn't want to upset you. I just want to find my niece and tell her that she has a family," I said, resting my head on her shoulder. My sister started stroking my hair. "You only have two nephews. You don't have a niece," she said. I picked my head up from her shoulder. I looked at her. "What do you mean? But you also have a daughter, I said. Yes, I also have a daughter, she said, averting her eyes again. In that moment, the world started to spin. My ears were ringing with those sentences. You don't have a niece, but you also have a daughter. Yes, I also have a daughter. I stared at her in disbelief. I was speechless for a minute. Then I said, so I'm your daughter? My sister nodded. Yes, Julie, you're my daughter. I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what to say. My sister, who I had just found out seconds ago that was in fact my mother, started telling me the whole story. It was my freshman year in college. I made the biggest mistake of my life. I got pregnant by someone I didn't really know well. All I knew was his name, or at least I think I did. I still had the baby, and that was you. I was going to school. Your grandmother was taking care of you. Then I met Chris. I fell in love with him. Chris wasn't someone who would marry a young woman with a baby, because he was an adventurer at heart. He wanted to travel the world and eventually settle down in a place that he liked. I left you with your grandmother and left with him. We traveled for 3.5 years. We got married along the way, but we came back because we couldn't make it work anywhere else. When I got back, I saw that you were calling your grandmother mom. While I was gone, your grandmother had become your mother. I was really sad, but I knew I deserved it. Your grandmother made me swear, you will never tell anyone that Julie is your daughter, she said. No one else other than Dad and Chris knew. And now you know. Everything came out in the open that day. I was the biggest secret in my own family. The person I knew as my sister was my mother. The person I knew as my mother was my grandmother. So what happened after I found out about all this? You might think it's strange, but almost nothing's changed. Yes, my sister might be my biological mother, but she's not my real mother. A mother is someone who raises and cares for a child. My sister surely doesn't deserve to be my mother. I only have one mother, and she will stay as my mother forever. Thank you for listening to my story. If you like stories inspired by real life, you can subscribe to this channel. Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. SI.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi friends, my name is Casey. I'm 17 years old. Most people like pizza. I'm one of them. But unfortunately, my relationship with pizza is more of an obsession. Pizza is the only thing I eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You might think that I eat different kinds of pizza every time, but that's not the case. Every day, I can only eat like this. Cheese pizza in the morning, mushroom pizza for lunch, and cheese pizza again for dinner. It's not possible for me to eat mushroom pizza for breakfast or cheese pizza for lunch. The issue is that I'm extremely picky when it comes to food. I've been picky with food since I was a little kid. And when I say picky with food, don't think of your average picky eater. For example, some people don't like tomatoes. Some never eat eggs. Some feel nauseous at the sight of meat. It wasn't like that with me. The list of things I wouldn't eat was longer than the list of things I ate. For example, for 4 or 5 months, I'd only eat carrots. Then one day, I would suddenly quit and start eating only bread with jam. I wouldn't eat anything else when going through these phases. I preferred to eat only what I liked, and I kept eating only that thing until I got bored. My mom says I got this trait from my grandfather. I never met him since he died before I was born. My mom and I fight a lot about food. It was during one of our fights that she told me, in tears, about her father, my grandfather. Your grandfather was just like you. He even hid this habit of his so he wouldn't set a bad example for us. I don't remember him eating together with us, ever. Even if he sat with us, he wouldn't eat anything. I'm full. You enjoy your food, he used to say. We found out later that he was able to eat very few things. According to your grandmother, he could only eat boiled chicken and steamed vegetables. He said that he wasn't able to eat anything else because he couldn't stand the smell of other foods. I was really sad for him when I found out about this. How do you only eat chicken and vegetables your whole life? But your grandpa did. This is why it makes me so sad to see you are going through the same thing. But at the same time, I know you can't help it. My mom was right to be upset, but just like she said, I couldn't help it. And my obsession with pizza hadn't even started when we had this conversation. Even if I was going through these phases, I was at least eating different things. Unfortunately, my condition got a lot worse. For the past 6 years, I have survived on pizza and pizza only. I remember exactly how my pizza obsession came about. It was a Saturday. My parents both work in pharmaceuticals. They were going to a conference together. Just as they were leaving, my dad collapsed onto the floor. He was holding his chest. We called an ambulance right away. My mom went to the hospital with my dad. Everything happened in a flash. I regretted not having gone to the hospital with them. I was walking around the house, worried sick. A few hours later, my mom called. As we suspected, my dad had had a heart attack. Thankfully, he survived because they were able to treat him on time. He was doing really well. He had some tests done. My mom said they'd come back after they got the results. I even talked to my dad for a second. I was relieved by the good news. It was almost noon. I realized I still hadn't eaten breakfast. Because I was in a good mood, I thought, I'll eat something different. I'll tell my mom about it when she comes back. She'll like that. As I was looking through the fridge, I saw 3 frozen pizzas. I randomly picked one of them. It was the cheese pizza. I heated it in the oven and ate it for breakfast. I was someone who rarely ate pizza. I said to myself, I've forgotten what it tastes like. It's pretty good. Doctors wanted to keep my dad at the hospital overnight. They had to run some more tests. I said to my mom, don't worry about me. I'll look after myself. But she didn't listen to me and told me Aunt Joy would come and stay with me that night. I was so happy that I would be seeing my favorite aunt. I decided to eat pizza for lunch again. I took out one of the 2 remaining pizzas without looking, and as you might guess, it was the mushroom one. My aunt called and said something had come up. She would be coming later. And so I ate the last pizza for dinner. It was a cheese pizza. So that's how I had my menu for the next 6 years all set. Cheese pizza for breakfast, mushroom pizza for lunch, and cheese pizza again for dinner. The next morning, I woke up craving a cheese pizza. I told my aunt that I wanted to have pizza for breakfast. Even though she was surprised, she wouldn't say no because she knew how particular I was about food. She also let me have mushroom pizza for lunch. That's how my love affair with pizza started. And unfortunately, it took over my life. In the following days and years, even though my mom was very upset, she had to let me eat pizza because I refused to eat anything else. Since she knew it was an issue that required treatment, she tried to get me treated a few times, but nothing worked. Among these attempts, the weirdest one was something one psychiatrist tried. First, we had a regular therapy session. He asked me various questions, trying to understand why I only ate pizza. I answered them all truthfully. In the next session, he suggested I eat something other than pizza. When that didn't work, he tried to scare me with things like, "You won't grow any taller if you stick to a one-food diet. If you only eat pizza, you'll gain weight and no one will like you. You will never have a boyfriend." When that didn't work either, in the following session, he started yelling at me and even threatening me. "You are a spoiled little girl. You're doing this for attention. If you keep eating pizza, I'll write a report and they will put you in a mental institution," he said. Naturally, that was my final session with him. When I told my mom about what he told me during that session, she didn't take me back there. That man was even weirder than me. I was scared that he would turn his failure into an obsession and keep harassing me over the phone. Apart from that, my mom made another outlandish attempt for a cure. It was creative and interesting, but sadly it didn't work. My mom had seen a show on TV about people who had food obsessions like mine. In the episode, there was a guy who had only eaten hamburgers since the age of 5. The producers of the show prepared a little spectacle to overwhelm him. This guy ate 4 hamburgers every day. That's 28 hamburgers per week, 1,456 hamburgers per year. They loaded a truck with 1,456 hamburgers and drove it to the guy's home. They called him outside and unloaded all the 1,456 burgers in front of him. They said, "This is exactly how many burgers you're consuming in a year." He was shocked and sad, and he even cried. In the end, he decided to get treatment. My poor mother wanted to create the same spectacle to put some sense into her daughter. She somehow found the phone number of the TV show and called them. They weren't interested since they had already featured a pizza addict in another episode. So my mom wanted to do it on her own. But she knew that she couldn't spend so much money all at once. Still, she didn't give up. She called a major news channel and told them about me. "It's going to be quite a sight. My daughter doesn't know about this either. We'll see her reaction together. This would be a compelling piece of news for you." They said they were interested in shooting the story. Mm-hmm. After that, my mom reached out to a major pizza brand. When the company officials found out that my mom's performance was going to be in the news, they agreed to sponsor mm-hmm. her. One Sunday morning, I got up as usual. Mom was in the kitchen. When she saw me, she said, "I have a special Sunday surprise for you. I ordered pizza for you from a wonderful place. It should be here any moment." Half an hour later, the doorbell rang. Mom held me by the hand. She took me outside as I was staring at her. There was a small pizza truck in front of the house, packed with pizza boxes. I figured my mom was up to something when I saw a reporter and a cameraman on the street. She asked me, "Casey, how many pizzas do you think there are in this truck?" I told her I had no idea. "Since you eat 3 pizzas per day, what is 3 times 365? "Yes, these are the 1,095 pizzas that you eat in a year." "How can you eat this much pizza? Sweetie, please give this up. And do it in front of the cameras so everyone would know about your decision." I looked at the pizza boxes. I said, "Mommy, if we collected all your makeup materials or all the popcorn Dad eats while watching football throughout the year, we'd also get a huge pile like this. I'm sorry, but I don't know why you did this." My mom was incredibly upset, and she was right. She worked hard to do this, and her intentions were good. I could have hugged her or said something nice. Nope, I turned around and went back home. Now when I think about it, I can see that I acted just like a teenager. Unfortunately, there is no happy ending to this story. I'm 17 years old. For the past 6 years, I've been eating 3 pizzas per day. I don't know for how long I'm going to keep eating like this. I know that what I'm doing is wrong, and I certainly don't recommend it to anyone, but this is my truth. I need to tell it, and you can draw your own conclusions. Thank you for listening. If you like stories based on true events, you can subscribe to this channel. Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.